Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 223. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Got three guys on the show. We're going to bring a bunch of apps in the hopes that maybe you guys can get some good app ideas out of the stuff we're talking about. That's the goal. And you can install it in your Android's phones, devices, refrigerators, computers, whatever is running Android these days. Let me introduce the co-host and get right into it, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. Same exact stuff. I will say last week was definitely a full week of shows. I haven't heard any feedback yet, but we expect some feedback here soon. Let us know, guys, what you think of the show. Format, we're changing up. We're going to see how that works out.
You're talking about 3 days a week?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I think it might work. I think this is going to be the one. I think this is going to be the one because 5 days a week, that's just too much of us. Like, I get sick of us. I get sick of myself that if I had to hear myself that much. So I think 3 days a week, we give people a break. You know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, take the weekend off. And then I think it's just a matter of them tolerating us. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I do know Jonathan Nadeau. He listens to stuff faster than the normal fella. He listens to stuff at like 4x. So he said,
4x.
He said our shows 5 days a week were literally lasting like 2 minutes.
Wow. Oh, man, that's
maybe
crazy
in the speed. Beginning, but they got longer.
Yeah,
they got much longer. The first one we did was like 9 minutes, and then they went up to 20 like the next week.
Yeah, so. Didn't take long.
Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
It was a crazy week, man. It was a crazy week. I now bought back the rights to fix computers in town. I am in the process of a couple real estate moves. Stuff I had no plans of doing a month ago, and it's all like all at once, just nuts, crazy.
Yeah, it's a good thing, all this stuff, right?
Yeah, nothing bad yet.
All right, good. Yeah, it sounds like you're taking things over, man, taking control of the town, which is what a politician should do.
Yeah, control.
Yeah, I'm happy for you, dude. Hope that everything works out, and let us know.
All right.
All right, and my name is Steve Cherubino. I'm the host, one of the hosts of the show. And I'm going to bring an app first this week. Making history this time.
Full moon? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't usually bring apps if anybody's new who's listening. But I was telling my brother that I'm looking to possibly move to Clearwater. I live right on the other side of Tampa right now. Clearwater is like on the exact opposite side of where I live right now. And I'm looking at places, and I used to love this app called Hot Pads, and I still like it. For some reason, it's just the interface works for me, and I always find something good on there. But he was talking about being able to see crime maps, because I don't want to live in a crappy area. And he's like, well, why don't you turn on the crime map? I'm like, there's no crime map on Hot Pads. And he said, well, I use Trulia. And I checked it out, and yes, he's actually using Trulia on a computer. So I loaded up the app to see if the app has crime maps, and it does. Basically, it's a crime map. It's like a heat map, which with colors. Red is high crime, green is no or low crime, and then there's like shades of orange and such. And I could easily see now places where crime rate's high, and I was happy to see that the place I live now, crime rate is like non-existent. But about a mile up the street, if I would have moved to those apartments, it's red. So I picked the right place to live right now. But anyway, I thought it was a very cool, useful feature. I'm going to definitely use it because I could have mistakenly just moved into like, let me just put it this way. Clearwater has some spotty areas, like hardcore. It's like a beach town. It's not my favorite place, but all my friends live there. So I'm like, I got to get out there and just be closer to people. So I'm thinking about moving out there, and I think I'm going to use Trulia. Plus, Trulia has other features that I like better than Hot Pads and other apps. It shows the price of the rental right there on the screen, on the map, as you're looking at it. Some of the other ones don't do that. It shows all the pictures in a nice format. It's nice and smooth. It just works. So I'm going to be using Trulia from now on.
Are you using the Trulia apps and homes for rent one?
Let me check. I know I didn't put it in the chat there.
There's one I think was for sale and one's for rent.
Yeah, for actually, I thought this one had both. This one has both. Okay. And the one I use the rent feature, so it must be the one for rent. It looks like, yeah, Trulia Apartments and Homes for Rent. That's the one.
Okay.
I think.
Because the other one's Trulia Real Estate and Homes.
Hmm.
By Trulia.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Well, whatever one I have, it shows apartments for rent, so I'm guessing it's the rent one.
Well, and I would think whether you're a home buyer or a home renter, you care about crime stuff, so I would think if it's in one app, it would be in both apps.
Yeah, I would think so too.
Yeah,
that'd but works great. What?
That'd be good for vigilantes if they're bored and they've already cleaned up their part of town and they want to, you know, go to another section and clean house. They could just look up a hot spot.
Yeah, like Kick-Ass wannabes.
Yeah.
Seriously, man, we should, that's a good way. Like, you know, if you're a superhero, a young superhero, budding superhero, might be the perfect app for you, Eric.
No, I'd be interested in just checking out my neighborhood though, or the neighborhoods of whatever town I'm in, or, you know, or my own hometown, whatever.
Yeah. It's just good to know. Stay away from the red. Red is bad.
Well, unless, you know, that's your profession, then go all in.
Yeah. The superheroes.
So stupid question, Steve. Do you know if they define what they consider crime? Is it like felonies or is it violent crimes or is it?
I didn't dig that far, jaywalking? Actually.
Because I would suspect like jaywalking, they don't consider a crime.
I'm guessing like they count it by number of police reports filed or something like that. I don't know. Yeah.
Some kind of police beat or,
you know.
That might not be easy to gather that information. Is that, you know, really? Just keep an eye on
it. It must be because they have it all over the map.
I'm just trying to think how I would do that if I was going to map that out. No.
There must be some publicly available records. Anyway, that's Trulia. Dor, why don't you go next and then Eric?
Good app.
Yeah, thanks, man. I agree. Okay, this first app literally comes with a little bit of a story of explanation, and this is for our global audience. Okay. If you have a restaurant that you would go to maybe 3 a.m. when you're drunk, but you wouldn't take your parents there if they came over to visit, that might be like Denny's is in America. It's not high class restaurant, but they do have breakfast food, and with their breakfast food they do have plenty of bacon.
I was just gonna say they're really all about bacon.
They are. But I found this game and it's called Denny's Atari Remix.
Wow.
Apparently they've officially licensed Asteroids, Centipede, and Breakout from Atari, and they've modernized them into be Hashtoroids, where you're a ketchup bottle shooting at balls of hash browns. There's Centipup, where you're a ketchup bottle, again, squirting at, I don't know what they are.
Hush puppies?
Hush puppies, I'll go for that. And then they have Takeout, which is you're a plate bouncing, I believe it's a ball or an egg, I guess.
An egg. It looks like an egg.
Egg, yeah. And breaking eggs and bacon and stuff to play Breakout.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
My respect for Denny's just went up tenfold.
So, yeah. And now here's the thing. It was a moral imperative that the first... Usually this kind of app I would push back down my list and I might bring it here in a couple shows, but this app insisted to my inner self it had to be mentioned first now today because I literally found it like 4 hours ago.
It's literally amazing. I haven't played the games. How are they?
exactly what you would expect them to be. They all have touch screen buttons, like on Hastroids. You have spin left, spin right, shoot thrust buttons right there on the screen. Very responsive. On the Centipup, you have left, right to go back and forth. They have shoot, and then you have like a track ball that you spin around and works exactly like advertised. Take out two buttons, left and right, and it is exactly what you would expect it to be, except with food.
Wow. It's amazing. And they made the Atari symbol with bacon strips on the logo. I can't think of anything they could have done better, at least in this presentation.
Yeah, and it's free. And yes, they had me at the bacon.
Denny's marketing guy gets a good bonus check this month.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What a great idea.
Yeah, because let me tell you something. I don't care what else they could have done on Android. It would have never been brought to this show, but this makes it.
This is a game changer for Denny's. Seriously.
Yeah, this is epic. This is straight, like you said, this had to be brought up first app of the night from you, and there's no other way Denny's could have pulled that off.
You know what, this almost wants me to get Denny's people on the show to interview them.
I definitely, yeah. I want to email them right now.
Yeah. Let's do it.
The email would say, let me speak to this genius.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Do that, Eric. Let's have him on.
I'm going to try. Meet
this person. Yeah, all right, cool. All right, well, before you do that, why don't you bring your app, Eric?
I found a game this week that I really enjoy. And I don't know if it's free or not. It may be, but I got it installed, so I can't tell you for sure. It's called Chip Chain. There's one thing I don't like about this game, but the playing of this game is really fun. Basically, you line up a bunch of colored poker chips.
Chip Chain?
And then Chip Chain. C-H-I-P space C-H-A-I-N.
Okay.
And you can earn cards that'll give you like cheats during the game. I think that's how they would do their in-app purchases. You can buy extra cards if you're not doing too good. The bad thing about this game is the rules change every day. The first day I played it, I was like kind of addicted to it, and I kept playing it and playing it and playing it. I went back the next day, and the way I was playing it, because it gives you like four different ways to play the game, and the way I really enjoyed playing it wasn't there, wasn't an option that day.
Why not?
Maybe possibly also an in-app purchase. But basically you're lining up colors. It's your basic, this kind of basic like that.
Bejeweled,
sort of. Yeah, I don't know. When you line them up and you. It's hard to explain. When you line them up and make a group, and then you make another group on top of that group, I don't know, that's how you get cards. Just play it. It's easy to figure out. It's hard to explain. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
I'll say very interesting. I like the idea of poker chips, just because they're poker chips. I mean, But the game changing every day, both. Could be one of the most epically cool, interesting, dynamic things, or the thing that would just uncommonly make you mad.
Yeah, to me it was a turnoff. But I it was a turnoff enough I didn't go back the day after that to see if the way I played it. Because it was two different ways that I liked both of those ways, and neither of them were an option the second day I played.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, one was a timed mode. And which was fine. And then another one was 30 chips mode. And then the next day was unlimited mode. And I'm like, well, I don't want unlimited because I want the game to end sometime. But well, maybe you just would run out of moves eventually. But I don't know. That seems like a pretty long game.
I don't think it's a good idea to switch it up. Not when somebody gets used to it and that they're expecting something like that. So still, it looks like a pretty cool game. Looks like it's well done. You say they're going to kill you with in-app purchases, though?
I didn't have to purchase anything.
Okay.
If you wanted to score higher, you could buy more cards probably with real money or unlock the game modes so you don't have to worry about them changing up on you.
Gotcha, gotcha. Cool, man. You got anything more on this one, Dor?
Again, it's a beautiful game. It's a game that I initially liked the idea, and then I don't know, man. That sounds weird. I'm going to download it and try it, but something tells me I'm going to be equally upset at it as Eric is.
Okay. Guess we'll find out. I'll bring another app since I'm on a roll. I'm feeling uncommon tonight. I love the app Keep Screen. I probably brought it up three times so far, and Sean even brought it up one episode. This might be the most brought up app of all time, but I'm not bringing up Keep Screen right now. I'm just saying I like Keep Screen. Keep Screen is an app that allows you to, once you launch something like Google Maps, your screen stays on, which I think is just a necessity if you're using a map program. I mean, you got to keep it on. So every time I get a phone around my phone, I put Keep Screen on, and I set it to only for maps. It's the only app I actually want to keep the screen on. And I set it to keep the screen on maps. But the problem with Keep Screen is once you reboot your phone, it doesn't automatically start, and I didn't find any option to do that. So this is a combination of me bringing an app and also suggesting or asking you guys if I'm doing it a dumb way and if there's a better way to do this. I installed the app that I'm bringing this week called Auto Start, and it allows you to basically pick apps and have them start up at when you launch or when you start your phone. And it's pretty cool because it doesn't just start it up. I mean, it gives you several options. Like, what order do you want this started up? Do you want it delayed before you start this up? All kinds of stuff like that. Like, I actually didn't expect. Like, with the order of startup, when do you want it started up, and all these other conditions you could set for it. So it's pretty complex. It's totally free. It's from Guru Labs. It's called Auto Start No Root. That's the one I used. And I just set it up to start Keep Screen when I start my phone. And it does that perfectly. The problem is, once it starts Keep Screen, I actually have to... All it does is launch the app. It doesn't actually get Keep Screen running. Because when you start Keep Screen, then you have to click the button to start the service. I'm trying to automate this whole thing, and it's not fully automated yet. I have Auto Start going when I reboot my phone. It starts Keep Screen, and then Keep Screen prompts me to click the button to start the service. I want to not have to click that button to start the service. I want it just to be all automated. So number one, Auto Start is cool and it's working fine. Number two, I still have a missing step I need to automate. What do you guys think?
Can you just turn your screen so it never turns off?
I don't want that.
Well, no. Well, technically, with your maps on, I've never had to worry about the screen turning off. It never turns off. It's dimmed on me, but it's never went off.
Mine goes off all the time.
But I'm saying, geez, Steve, anybody who's ever used Android before or the Linux operating system would know this is a init.d infrastructure on the back end that you can very easily modify and make a startup script and put it in the init.d folder, and it would automatically start up with each boot.
Everybody knows.
No, I'm actually kidding. I've never ran into this. See, I have two solutions. One, never reboot your phone. But two, I don't know if you can. I don't know if Tasker can start an application and then make a call inside the application and say start the service in the application. That seems very difficult. Now, I know there's a way to do it because Liam Tidwell, via his Ingress hacking, there's applications you can run that can actually emulate touches on the screen. So what you can do is via this startup application, run that
tool. Auto start.
That tool that Liam has that can start auto start. Start your Keep Screen. Wait 5 seconds, tap the place on the screen to start the service, wait 2 seconds, and then hit home. But you'll literally have to watch your screen make it happen. I mean, I don't know of any other way. And my third, I'll throw in a third, find a different app.
Then keep screen?
Yeah. I guarantee you there's an exposed module that will let you negate screen timeouts when X application is running.
Really?
Mm. I can virtually put bacon on it.
You would have to root, though, probably. You
know, well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, the only type of way I know how to do these advanced things is by root measures. I'm shocked somebody offers a auto start application that doesn't require root. That's, to my mind, kind of amazing.
Hmm.
But I will say,
I gotta say,
just one stupid quickly on the auto start application that you did bring. The one thing I really like about that is the delay. I love the idea of waiting 60 seconds after boot instead of everything happening at the same time. You can actually space it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is pretty cool. I think I had this set up last phone I had or something. I never remembered running into this problem before, and I've been using KeepScreen for years. I doubt that I started it up every time I booted my phone. I guess I must have. I could have sworn there was something automated in it that I was doing before that I'm just not doing now. I just don't know what it is.
What could have happened is KeepScreen's interface might have a start service on boot checkbox that only displayed when it's on compatible devices or versions of Android, and what you're on right now might not make that compatible, so it doesn't even show the checkbox. I've seen applications do weird things like that, so that's one possibility.
I bet that's it. Damn, KeepScreen. Can't you just put an auto start in there somewhere? Come on.
Hey, Eric, Steve,
can you email the KeepScreen guys?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Take that button off there. Hey, on this app, does it also go through the things that are already starting up and kind of let you do checkboxes on things you don't want starting up when you first install it or anything?
I'm not sure. Applications add. No, it doesn't. Let's see. Show all applications.
Yeah.
Everything shows up in the list, but it doesn't show what's starting, actually. It doesn't show what's starting. No, I don't think it's like an msconfig type thing where you could kind of check and uncheck. And
okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. It doesn't show what's starting currently. Anyway, this works, but it's a little clunky. So that's all. All right. Dor, what do you got next?
Next, what I'm going to bring is not a game. I keep trying to find that magic bullet, if you will, of
I saw one at Walmart.
I keep trying to discover that magic application that can actually help me with productivity and organization in a manner that does not feel like work, which I know is really difficult to do. So I tried this app here. It's called To-Dos-Task and To-Do List. Now, the first to-do is the number 2DO'S, and it's by Ray Zorfin. Yeah, something like that. It worked decent. It's just a very basic checkbox. Enter something, add it, check it off. And I tried to go simple, thinking simple would be a solution towards my moral behavioral dilemma.
And
the application's kind of pink.
Yeah.
It looks very T-Mobile-y or something.
Yeah, sure, I'll go for that.
And it is the simplest to-do list.
Mm-hmm. Quite.
You just punch something in the search box and hit the plus button, right?
That's it. Yep.
Huh.
Didn't
work. That's pretty cool, actually. I like simple to-do lists.
It didn't work because what I found was I kept needing to reorganize the pattern of things that happened. Well, this had to happen before that kind of thing. And then when I got a chance to finally sit down and look, I thought to myself, this list is way too long. And I immediately didn't want to open the app anymore.
Hmm.
The list was just too long, full of stuff.
So you need a to-do list that hides some of your items you have to do so it doesn't look daunting to you?
I guess, like push them into future over the horizon line, if you will. That's what I'll say.
Oh, dude, I can't install this. I actually like this a lot and I wanted to install it because I use Google Calendar for most of my stuff, but every once in a while I need a quick task list and I need speed. Speed is of the essence when I'm doing a task list. I need to be able to type everything in there quick. This looks like it'll do it, but it's not compatible with my device.
Yeah, it's not compatible with either of mine either.
Sorry.
What's up with that?
Galaxy Nexus might be old, but it's compatible. But I will just mention one quickie that I actually did get complete this week, which is whenever a Android App Addicts show gets posted, it's now automatically also posted in reddit.com/r/podnuts. What I'm working on next is when apps get picked, they're also automatically posted to Reddit.
Why don't you tell us about the Reddit? We didn't even know we had a subreddit.
I just did, Steve. It just started.
Kind of like
it just started, Steve. Well, my logic is announcing it's there is one thing. Announcing content is being delivered there is another plus, bonus, positive feature.
I didn't even know it existed. Should I have known? Am I not on the right channels to get that information?
I don't think you like the Reddit.
What?
From what I gathered, you weren't really a Redditor.
I don't know if
I'm probably on Reddit more than you, to be honest.
I don't know if I'm a Reddit liker. I don't find myself ever there, but I should go there, I guess.
Well, I only go to one place. It's a EDM production subreddit.
Surprise, surprise. Here's the two things I'll say. I'm learning to like a lot about Reddit. And if you ever used, what was the name of the Kevin Rose Dig?
It was a Dig.
Right. I love the +1, a posting or a comment. So if someone asks a question and there's 30 responses and the answer is the 30th response, when people read it and plus up it, it literally comes up higher in the list kind of thing. So it should be easier to find answers that way. Or if someone posts something really cool, if there's a really cool game that gets posted, it will be plus and it will be up higher in the people's view.
Thank you, Dor. You know what? You know how I've been searching for what was missing in my life?
That was Reddit.
It was Dig.
Mm.
That was the thing that I used to get all my information from, and it's gone.
Okay, well,
wow.
I'm going to throw this.
I just
this.
Realized that.
Well, Dor, wait. Don't brush this off. No, monumental discovery.
I'm not. I'm taking it up a notch, Steve. I'm kicking it up a notch. All right. Bang. Okay, Eric, I'm putting this link for you in the chat for everyone else. You're not getting it. It's called Reddit Enhancement Suite. It's a plugin for Chrome, Firefox, Opera, Safari. Okay. If you go to Reddit and it seems busy and it seems a little bit difficult to comprehend, understand, I cannot encourage people enough to install the Reddit Enhancement Suite. It's unbelievably deep in features and options and checkboxes and sliders.
So it's pretty complicated.
Yes, but just a little bit of time spent in that app and enhancing the user interface part of it, it will actually change how Reddit looks and behaves for you. And to me, it made it much more digestible.
That might have been a turnoff originally too.
Yeah, when I first went to Reddit the first time, I thought this is too much text. Eyes hurting. Must leave. Close window now. Run.
It is kind of Craigslisty almost.
Well, yeah, and what I hated was I felt like Twitter. Like I'm coming back to the website now. I have no idea where I left off. What I haven't read. What I already read with the Reddit Enhancement Suite. You can literally mark things as read. No, when you open up and read it, it's automatically marked as red. So it has a different like background color to it.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a good tool. It's good, sweet. Caleb Fultz, you're the man. He's the guy that introduced me to it.
Sweet.
Because he's a Redditor.
Awesome. Cool. Very cool. And that was from the to-do list. Cool. Thanks for that app, Dor.
No problem, sir.
Eric, you're up.
All right, my next app is, last, remember last week sometime, I brought an app that was a podcast app that I didn't like because it had
podcast one.
Yeah,
it had made me puke in my mouth. Yes.
Okay. Well, this is kind of like that. It doesn't suck nearly as much. This is called the App Wall. It's a unique app market. And basically,
what's it called?
The App Wall. DAPPWALL.
Okay.
And it is a, I don't know why they really call it a market. I guess it sort of is. But basically, it gives like the top, I think, 20 or 40 apps of the day. And they change a little bit every day. And basically, they're not all crap apps, and they're not all paid for apps, I don't think. And then basically it gives you a link straight to the Play Store again. I was thinking maybe this could be useful for somebody who had like a Kindle Fire or something, but I because the links take you straight to the Play Store, I don't see how that would help them any in getting, you know, access to another app store.
Well, it will hit home the point that they bought the wrong device and they're missing out on a lot of apps.
That's true.
So basically, it doesn't show the most popular apps. It tries to mix it up.
Yeah, it does. It changes. And there's a thing in there. I can't remember what it's called, but it tells you what's coming, too. What's working, it's bubbling up its way to the top. You know, like trending, I guess.
And just looking at the video, it looks like there's community action, too. Like people find out what other people are downloading and stuff like that.
Mm.
I like the idea of this. I'm always looking for curation on top of something that's just too much, too great. And the number of new Android apps a day is just too great. So anybody who can give me a little bit of insight to find those gems is always good.
Yeah. And, go to the Google Play Store and the editor's choices, it seems like they don't change them, but maybe once a year. It doesn't change nearly as often. And even the new apps on the Google Play Store aren't that new anymore, you know, a lot of times.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, they seem to only like pick the ones that are already successful, already popular, already doing well, i.e. apps we brought 3 months ago.
And if you look at this, at the reviews, down at the bottom, the very first reviews by Jane Nguyen Knight, who's a big G Plus supporter of the Android App Addict show.
Yes.
And saw this app on Android App Addict's G Plus community, but he wrote right into the review. So that was a nice shout out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I don't have him in mind.
Really appreciate that.
Who did it?
This is the guy, you don't remember? He's the guy that brought Cloud Magic, who I thought was a spammer in our community. And then he replied in the Google Plus community, "Hey, I'm not a spammer."
Like, oh. Yeah, but he's actually not my first review on this.
Oh, well, hey.
Oh, really?
On my computer. Yeah, mine's Mike Rowe.
I see him as our second. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Huh. I want him on mine. This is cool, though, Eric. I think Dora might get more use out of this than anyone, right?
I'm always looking for new apps, too. So I'll be perusing. Well,
and I'll say, I do like the idea of this. There's a quote-unquote my apps list. What I would love to be able to do is to peruse this throughout the week, make my quote-unquote apps list inside of the application, come to the show, bring the apps, and then quickly clear that list and then start again for next week. That would be a really cool, handy thing for me, at least.
Yeah. If they have enough new content in there for it to keep up with you, you know, that would really be nice.
It ain't hard, really.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
That's 40 a day, so that might be enough for he does every app they offer.
Awesome. Good apps today, fellas. Well done. You guys have accomplished your mission, your jobs as co-hosts. We're going to wrap up today's show, though. So why don't we go around and see if you guys have anything to say to the folks. Start with Dora.
Hi, guys. Thanks for downloading.
Eric?
I'm just... glad to be hanging out with Dora today and this mouthful of fonts. There, anybody who didn't listen last week, we had Jeff Hallish from Podnuts on last week, and I was listening to a couple of the episodes and they were really good. So give, if you missed last week, go back and re-listen to that one. Don't skip over them.
Yeah, they were good.
We don't have an app developer this week, but we've got a couple more lined up for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, Eric gave us a little sneak peek preview. We got some very cool guests lined up, so I'm looking forward to it. We're going to keep it a mystery, though, unless you want to tell them, Eric.
No, because I want to make sure, because like last week we were left hanging, you know, so I don't want to pump it up.
Yeah. Anyway, my name's Steve Cherubino, and I'm happy you guys tuned in. Check out my other podcast. I'm very into electronic dance music and the people who produce it. So I have a site or a podcast called the EDM Producer Podcast. So do a search for that on Google. You'll find it. Check it out. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. See you in 2 days.